Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. Today's edition is the Bachelor in Paradise episode 2 breakdown. Ben, what was your initial, what's your initial takeaway?
Honestly, or just...
No, honestly, because I always ask you this question when I'm disappointed in an episode.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's having a hard time living up to the Golden Bachelor. I do. I think it's a hard competition between the two. And I think Paradise had to step up, is going to have to step up its game. And I felt like this episode... Now, episode one was intriguing.
I liked episode one. I liked episode one. Yeah.
I felt like this episode, if you really talk about it, didn't have a lot going on.
No, and I think about the things that happened, and I'm like, we dragged that out. We dragged that over 2 hours.
And it felt like it. Like, it felt like when I watched it, it felt like it was dragged out for 2 hours. Now, this isn't me saying I'm giving up on the show. This isn't me saying, oh my gosh, I'll never watch. It's just me saying, I thought this episode, with all the storylines that were kind of built in episode one.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like fizzled those storylines out to be nothings. And that was hard to watch because I don't know what I picked from it.
Yeah, what I really was craving was somebody walking down the stairs. Mm-hmm. I know Avon did at the beginning of the episode. Sure. But it's like, okay, so the Avon thing, good. But now, like, let's just like get to the rose ceremony and get new people in. Because there's not a ton of drama that's going to be created with the bunch right now, because there are a lot of people who are coupled up. But they're coupled up in like relationships that, you know, they apparently aren't 100% thrilled by, because when Hannah Brown comes down, and ask them some questions, which we'll get to in a minute. A lot of them were like, oh, but I'm open. I'm like, okay, so let's get these people open. As a viewer, I love it when people walk down the stairs. As a participant, it was the worst thing ever.
Not great. Well, we are going to break it down right here. Let's start with this. You know, Will so far has had a shockingly large part in this show. I'd say Will, Kylie, and Olivia are really the focus so far. And it is an intriguing kind of love square at this point.
Why is it a square?
Well, because you've got Kylie Avon, you've got Olivia Avon, you got Kylie and Will's history, you got Olivia and Will's history. Like, there's just a lot there.
They're very brief history.
They're
one day history, but that's what happens in Paradise.
But I think we said it last week, and I think we could probably predict it. Will especially was going to get the short end here. Like, he was definitely going to be the one left out. Now, you know, Olivia has a big personality. She's beautiful. She's funny.
She's funny and scary.
Well, yeah. I mean, but she has kind of gotten the raw end of the deal twice now, where she's felt like something good is happening and then it doesn't. And it just so happens to be that Kylie is the one involved in both those scenarios. We figured, though, Olivia would be around for a bit. I did. I just thought, you know, Will was going to get left out because I think Will was excited and short-sighted in his decision to go on a date with Kylie. And I think that gets proven during this episode where 100%. He had a good thing going with Olivia. Olivia was into him. Olivia was saying, hey, this is awesome and this is magical and like we should give this a shot. And then Kylie shows interest in him and he bounces. And it felt like the beach, most people on the beach had kind of already known that Kylie was going to be like, was waiting for Avon. Like, yeah. there was nobody that was going to get in between her and Avon.
Yeah. So let's talk about Avon getting down the stairs. Comes down. It's how he left off last episode. He only, from what we see, pulls Olivia and Kylie aside to chat with them. Do you believe that it was only those two?
I don't know. You would know better than me. I don't know how that works.
I would know better, but I say yes. I say he probably did. But for TV's sake, it's best to just see them go head to head. And he asked Kylie to go. When Kylie gets asked to go on the date, pretty much with just like Will just sitting there. And she's like, yes, like 100%. Like, the girl has left Will mentally 100%. They go on the date. It seems cute. I wanted to see more of it because all we see is like him not being able to pop the champagne, which was kind of hilarious. And then they're just like on the boat and they're kind of like giggling a little bit. But there's like not a ton. There wasn't a ton of contacts with them.
We didn't leave that date. I didn't leave that date being like, oh my gosh, their chemistry is so powerful.
Exactly.
There's a physical attraction. I think that's obvious. And
it was an easy flirt.
Well, I think they've been flirting for a while, even though they haven't met in person necessarily.
Through emojis.
There was a weird part, Ashley, that stood out to me where, and I could just be reading into stuff, but she says that she, you know, visited San Diego, kind of like hinting at, hey, like, I'm ready for a move. I'm up for anything.
She did. She wants to move to him already.
Yeah. Like, first date, like, and he goes, when was that? And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, you and I both know how this world works.
He totally knew when it was.
He knew when it was. And he's acting like he doesn't. And so what else are they acting like they don't know about each other?
Do you think that they've met in real life before?
Right now, I have no basis for this. But like, as a fan, yes, I think they have. I think they have. And I think they've kept it semi-secret.
And that's why she's gone. Yeah, that's why she's making so many points to be like, oh, we've talked only on Instagram, but it's like not even messages. It's just like he's liking my pictures and fire signs.
I think they both had the same story coming down. I think they both committed to the story. I think they talked about what they would say about it. And I think they have met. But I don't know this. Again,
Ben,
I'm saying this as a fan.
You're just coming up with speculative narratives.
And is it that big a deal if they have? No, I don't care. I don't care at all. But it is still, I will say this. It does, because I do know Olivia has been, I think she has fun being outspoken. I think she has fun kind of being an instigator when it comes to Kylie. I think she has kind of felt like, oh my gosh, you know, Kylie just continued to step on the people that I'm into. I will say, if Kylie went on a date with Will and she knew this all along that she was going to be into Avon and that he was coming to this beach because they have talked, then I am on Olivia's side saying, why did you go on this date with Will then? Like, why would you do this if you knew how this was going to play out? Because well, okay. all you did is hurt one guy and step in the middle of something that I was excited about.
Kylie had a date card. They gave her the date card for a reason, because they knew that Avon was going to come down, but she wasn't going to have the opportunity to use it on a date with him.
So she kind of felt like, hey, who's the...
They put her in a position.
They did put her in a position. Well, she fell into that position too. As
what
we said
is
on
she going to do? She's going to lead every guy know. On. She's going to take on the date.
Yeah, I guess that is true. But there were some guys that were not maybe in flirtatious relationships at that point after dating.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand it. I see how she probably didn't have a great option. I'm sure that's a really tough scenario to be in, and kind of playing the game a little bit, it would have been hard for her to be like, okay, what guy here could I take on a date that I'm probably not going to be interested in, that's not going to fall in love with me?
Yeah. Will seems to fall in love quite easily.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Will. I have a lot of thoughts on Will.
He's a sweet guy.
And yeah, in just a bit. But Avon and Kylie go on their date. It's, you know, Kylie's talking about wanting babies and moving to San Diego. I mean, this is moving fast. This is furious. I can't see how this ends any way other than either the two of them being together or the two of them having the saddest breakup on the beach of all time. Because she is in it. And Avon is, I mean, even during, you know, Rachel's season, Rachel's season, he's not one that we got a lot of emotion out of. He didn't share
Avon,
a lot.
Yeah.
He's quieter, incredibly good looking. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm not shocked that he's not over there being like, yeah, Kylie's the one. I'm going to make babies with her and have her move to San Diego. She's definitely the one to say that. But we flash back to the beach.
We get like a little update on everyone, you know.
We just get a little update. And here's the relationships, Ashley. I kind of want to skim through this because I don't feel like any of these relationships are really going to make it.
There's nothing of substance much, except for maybe Eliza and Aaron.
I would actually say Eliza and Aaron is one. Eliza is just, I mean, for two seasons in a row, she's going to go down as one of the most likable characters in Paradise. She is very sweet.
Well, she wasn't like... She is sweet, but like, I don't know about likable, because we all got pretty frustrated with her last season.
We did, but it's, I mean, did we get frustrated with her because of her or just because of how Paradise worked out for her? I mean, Paradise is a weird...
She kept switching back and forth.
I know. Well, I mean, that's kind of what Paradise is, right? And that's probably why at the end she wasn't committed or secure in the relationship she had, because she's like, yeah, I've been switching back and forth. Like, I'm not going to switch back and forth with the person that I believe I'll be with for the rest of my life.
She's super scared about switching back and forth this season, to the point where when she finds out that Aaron had made out with Mercedes the night before, she was like, oh, I'm like reevaluating even like talking to you, because that's how much she wants to stay out of drama.
I get it, right? I mean, I'm sure she's thought about this for the last year. Well, you know, Blake and Jess are together. Here's a relationship that I think is going to be very interesting to watch.
It's so weird. Like, it's weird. Like I said last week, I just felt like she was so innocent. And from what we know, he's not. But it seems also like he is.
He's bringing out a different
side. Like warmer and sweeter this season. Like a different Blake. I like him so much right
now. People are loving on Blake right now.
Yeah.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Kat and Brayden is an interesting relationship to me. I just get the sense right now that that relationship ends really sadly, that there's a lot of tears, there's a lot of confusion, that it's one of those Bachelor in Paradise relationships where they've been together for so many weeks and they're kind of happy-go-lucky and everything's fine, and then something happens. I just get this feeling because of the hints that the show's giving us, the one-liners that are shown from each of them, their chemistry together, that something happens in paradise between the two of them and their relationship does not make it.
Well, it's also because of social media. She said something on social media and then he like clapped back at her this week. So I do think it's going to end dirty. But right now, they're just really beautiful together.
Yeah, I mean, right now it is. They're both very good looking people. They seem very into each other. I just want to talk to Brayden. I've been able to talk to Wells about this. Wells really likes Brayden. Thinks he's a great dude. You know, they're making out in the pool and he has this rubber ducky earring that's just kind of flapping around.
Hilarious.
It just feels like a lot.
I just would love to have gone earring shopping with him for paradise.
Sure.
That would have been hilarious because, you know, he was like, what kind of irreverent earrings can I get? And he got a rubber ducky for the pool. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Let's see. Anything else to bring up?
There isn't relationship wise. That's intriguing. I think it all gets, and at this point in the episode, we're watching these relationships. We're getting an update on these relationships, as you said. And we haven't gotten to the fire pit scene, which I think is the pivotal moment in this episode, is where Hannah comes down. Everybody's wondering if she's going to date or not, which is just okay, weird.
Can we just talk about this? This is so freaking strange. Like this was so unnecessary. It's like 15 minutes of unnecessary content. Okay, I'm exaggerating with the time. It was probably like 7 minutes. But they have Hannah come down. They want the audience to think that she's going to come and date people. But I'd say 75% of the audience knows that she's in a very serious relationship. And well, at this point, she's now engaged. But at the time of filming, she wasn't. But she has been with her boyfriend for like 2 years. They live together. People who are really fans of the franchise, like they know it. And they're like, this is silly. But they do seem to maybe get the cast to believe that she is dating. But they should have thrown them off when she was taking guys two at a time. And the whole spectacle is just to like add a little terror into the minds and hearts of the women.
And it felt unbelievable to me. Not in like, oh, this is unbelievable. Like it was not a believable moment at any level. Now, the other side of this was Hannah Brown is a big deal. She is a big deal. She's a Dancing with the Stars champion. She obviously was on the show with the Navy SEALs and won that. She obviously was a bachelorette at one point, had a huge storyline there and a very successful season. I have zero doubt that we put Hannah Brown up there with the most five most recognizable bachelorettes of all time. I would say that.
I would say bachelor contest, like franchise contestants.
Sure. I could go that far, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it gets weird here where they're like, they're worshiping Hannah. Like there's scene after scene of these girls freaking out over Hannah Brown. I get it. It's wild and it's probably cool for that Hannah's down on the beach, but it feels weird to me for this reason, Ashley.
They just like make her too much of a celebrity or like...
Well, they're making her too much of a celebrity in this world. I think it gets weird when they're person after person is like freaking out that Hannah Brown is there. Like, I mean, somebody says she's a Taylor Swift of Bachelor Nation.
I kind of feel like she is.
But like, Rachel is sitting right there who has the same resume in this world as Hannah Brown. She was a bachelorette.
It's different. Hannah really is the Taylor Swift of Bachelor Nation. I feel like that. I feel like if I were to have her on the podcast, I would actually be nervous before the interview because I do think of her as a celebrity.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Yeah.
And I got, there's like that kind of that Taylor Swift factor where it's kind of like there's something about Hannah Brown that like I want to have. There's something about her personality and like the way she speaks and like commands herself that I am jealous of, but in like a way where it's like an admirable jealousy. You know what I mean?
So you when you're watching this, you're understanding everybody's kind of like freak outness out at Hannah. Like you would probably be saying similar stuff like, wow, Hannah Brown's on the beach. This is crazy.
I probably would, but I do feel like she's such like a somebody that girls want to be with and around. She's such like a girl. I'm not saying that she's like, you know, like there's girl hot and there's guy hot. Like obviously Hannah is beautiful, but I think she's particularly intimidating to women because she does have this quality that like we're kind of like, oh man, I kind of want to be like her. But as far as like a threat romantically, they're probably overdoing it because everybody, like the guys are going to be like, oh man, she's hot and such a catch. But they're also like, but everybody here is hot and a catch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, Hannah comes to the beach and she does do an incredible job, not shockingly, at commanding herself, especially during this bonfire, which was an interesting moment on the beach. Ashley alluded to it a little bit ago that Hannah comes in with the hard hitting questions. Obviously, these questions are set up for each person. The producers know each person's storyline, so these questions are going to bring out the truth of what they're feeling and what they're thinking in their unique scenarios on the beach. Hannah, I think, does an amazing job at kind of walking everybody through this so that it's not chaotic and it's maybe not as confrontational as it could have become, because I think Hannah does a great job of kind of hosting this date or this whatever this is.
She kept it lighthearted and laughed and smiled through the whole thing. She could have gone the dramatic route.
She could have, but she didn't. And this is where, Ashley, you were talking about earlier, where it feels like as Hannah asked these questions, I, off the top of my head, can't think of one couple or one person that responded with complete confidence.
I know.
That they were in it. Like that they said, no, this is my person. This is who I want to pursue things with. I'm committed to this person right now for the rest of paradise or for the rest of my time here.
Okay. Do you think that they did that? You think there's a couple couples that said like they're open just because they don't want to scare the person they're with? They don't want to like act too needy? Or do you think everybody is truly like ready and open?
I think it could be both. I don't know if I can answer that. I mean, I've never thought about that until you just asked it, where some of these couples could be saying, yeah, we're only a few days in and I don't want to be like, yes, I'm in this for good now. But I do think if we think back on relationship of the past and paradise, there has been couples within a few days that we would, yeah, that would confidently have said, no, if this doesn't work out, then like, I'm not interested in being here any longer.
Yeah. Perspective is here is big, because from what I'm thinking, it is day two. So on day two, it is kind of crazy to say, is it day two? Am I missing a day?
Could be day three. I mean, I don't know if we.
It could be day three. It is kind of it does sound a little obsessive to say that you are bonded to one person for the rest of paradise, even though I would have felt that way. I would have felt, yes, I am fully blown in, but I also wouldn't. I probably wouldn't say it just to play a little cool.
And I don't think there's anything bad with that. I'm sure you could pull back quotes that we've had in other seasons of Paradise where I have said something or you have said something like, hey, keep your options open, right? Don't commit to one person too early because you don't know who's coming down the beach and you don't know what scenarios are going to exist long term. I don't think there's anything bad with staying open. I think I was just semi-surprised at how little confidence anybody had in their current relationship.
Yeah,
it does. I don't know if I could pick one relationship where I'm like, yeah, this is going to be the one to the end.
Okay, no one I'm feeling this is going to be the one to the end. The one that it was like, the one that I felt that way the most, like the most disappointed to see openness, was surprisingly Jess and Blake.
Yeah, because it does feel like those two are the two people that would come to the beach and be like, you know what, let's just date, let's see how this goes. They both don't, I mean, I think Blake in the past maybe, but whoever this new 2.0 yeah. Blake is, seems like somebody that just wants to come and give it his best shot to find somebody, or why would he come back, you know? But, you know, to sum up this bonfire, there really isn't a ton of chaos or drama that come out of it. More questions, I think, for each couple on what relationships are you know, gonna, you know, where their relationships stand. The most surprising thing for me, Ashley, and I would love for you to talk to this, is that Rachel and Sean still somehow make it out of this bonfire like together or in a relationship or like cuddling. And even though she says like she's interested in and in maybe pursuing other people, that she's not fully settled down, Sean understands that and he's happy that she says that. I'm thinking in the back of my head, Sean's laying next to Rachel being like, I have no clue how I'm here right now with this girl. Like, I don't want her to go anywhere. I am so in on this, but he's playing it cool.
I think this is probably the most play that we have going on right now. Like, Rachel is just hoping that she finds somebody she likes more, because I don't think that she likes Sean. I think she likes him. I think she's fine hanging out next to him. He's a good rose. He's a good safe rose right now. And he's pretty nice, you know? He's a pretty nice guy.
He's like, I'm glad to hear you say the things that you're saying. And I don't know. But I'm thinking that, you know, Sean is probably so thrilled that he's gotten 2 days with Rachel. Like, he's just like, this is great. I'm living the dream right now. And I don't know if this will last, but I got 2 days with this girl.
Wait. Before we move on from the campfire, I do have to say, I think their intention behind it was just to really get some people hostile, like angry and nervous. But it didn't really work out that way. I will say what it did was probably bring some things to the surface that would have eventually come up, but it just happened a little bit faster. Because we don't see a ton of drama going from the bonfire night to the rose ceremony night. Like, it didn't really, not much came up.
Well,
there was one fight. That was the one fight about maturity. We'll get there in a second. But before we leave the conversation about the bonfire, I do want to bring up the Mercedes, Aaron B., and Eliza thing. So Aaron basically abandons Mercedes at this point. They made out the night before, but he makes pretty clear that he's not interested anymore. He's legit sitting next to her and says that he's interested in Eliza to the whole circle.
What would that feel like, Ashley?
Awful. awful. Okay. He hasn't acknowledged her. And Mercedes even said that earlier in the day, they're sitting around the pool. They made out the night before and he hasn't even like said hello. That's so awkward and awful. And like, oh, he's slow fading her in paradise.
Yeah, it's weird because you're never going to get away from that.
Ghosting her in paradise.
You can't ghost anybody. They're 10 feet from you.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
You know, Mercedes brings up a big storyline, and this can skip us then to the cocktail party, because obviously there's a few storylines at the cocktail party that are worth touching on. One is that most people have a rose that's secured at this point. But there are some women who have not met a guy or not friended up with a guy or not in a relationship with somebody. And they're kind of fighting over a last rose, which is really at this point, Peter and Will's up until this point. But then Will, and I said at the beginning that we're going to sit on Will for a second. You know, Will was somebody that I personally can say criticized on his time on The Bachelorette. I thought it was a little weird. I thought it was a little wild. Obviously, there was a lot of like chaos and drama around Will. And at that time, we didn't get a good picture of Will. I will say this. Will, to me, I don't know if I understand him yet. But I can say that I'm intrigued by him, that I'm fascinated in him, and that I really want this to work out for him. Because Will is more emotional than I ever would have imagined. He comes to the beach. He shared at this point, he shed many tears. And, you know, as these roses are kind of getting filtered through, and Will feels like, hey, everybody he's been into, even if he's made a bad mistake, I think, along the way, everybody he's been into has left him. Mercedes sits down with him. And I can see it right away when they're on this bed. I don't think this is just a, hey, I need a rose. Will, you willing to give it to me kind of scenario?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
There is some chemistry there. There is some like joy and peace there. And then he just breaks down. I mean, that dude breaks down after a few days in paradise.
We thought in the teaser that that was going to be relating to Kylie coming back with Avon.
Yeah.
But he was crying happy tears and says the most dramatic thing I've ever heard. It's always been Mercedes.
I mean,
it was never Kylie or Olivia. It's always been Mercedes. 3 days.
And I want to know where this is coming from.
I mean, literally quotes out of my own mouth pretty much, though. So I cannot make fun of the dramatics.
Well, I'm not making fun of him because I'm imagining this is an emotional roller coaster. It is insanely dramatic.
Yeah.
For a few days in after this is his third
this is
girl.
Me. I think he's me.
Like, it's always been Mercedes. And you know what? For Will's sake, I sure hope it is. Like,
I know, hope he's right. Too. Me too.
I hope for Mercedes' sake it is. Mercedes has kind of gotten the raw end of the deal a little bit. Will has, I mean, he's had a huge 3 days in paradise. The poor boy has to be so tired.
They're really sweet together. I really like them. I'm rooting for them. They look good together. So hopefully, let's just let him like have a good week, you know.
Let's let him break, like just take a rest and enjoy like a nice drink on a bed with this new love of his life. He does.
But it's seriously so sweet that he's there for the right reasons.
He's definitely there for the right reasons. So there's no arguing that. The only thing I would say that and you have to kind of calm me down here, explain it to me, because I don't get it. You know, it's kind of funny coming from my mouth, I guess. But he is throwing love around very early.
I know
on
he is.
Here.
He said he was falling for Kylie after the date. I'm like, can't do that. Even I didn't say falling in love that easily.
I mean, maybe he's just a romantic. I mean, I remember my first date with Jess and thinking, oh my gosh, this is like a feeling that I've never really like felt after this quick of a period of time. And I'm sure she would have been like, hey, I'm not interested in you after our first date. I would have probably been sad and cried and been like, you know, why me? But Will is very much looking for love here on the beach. Like, and he's very interested in finding it. And I hope it's with Mercedes because I think it is a cute couple. And I hope for weeks now we're talking about them. The only other big thing here, Ashley, in the cocktail party is the Peter and Aaron S. scenario.
Which is like so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous at all levels. An argument on maturity. You know, Peter, I think, is 34 years old, or Aaron S. is 34
years old. Yeah, they're
33
and 34.
You know, they're my age. They're your age. You know, they're fighting over maturity. I don't have a lot to say, Ashley, other than like, this is unreal. Like, why? What are you doing? What are you trying to accomplish? Why are you you could come up with 1,000 other better reasons to bring somebody down if that's what you're interested in doing than arguing about who's more mature or who's not.
I know. So they're fighting over Sam, who has had like no airtime. Basically, this entire triangle of people have had very little airtime. And all of a sudden, it's like, well, Peter is interested in Sam, or at least wants to get to talk to her, because he hasn't really, because she and Aaron have clicked up. That's a new expression. They've clicked off.
Clicked up. It's great. I think it's going to be a new thing with
the
next
thing.
Generation.
Okay, so they're not hooking up. They've clicked up. And apparently she comes across very mature. And Peter, Pilot Pete 2.0, feels like he should be with somebody who is very mature because he considers himself this. And this is basically exactly what he says. You're very mature. I'm very mature. You should be with somebody mature. So he indirectly maybe doesn't say that Aaron S. is mature. Like, what does this even mean? It's all blah, blah, blah. And then the two guys go and have like a debate.
About who's more mature.
Yeah, it's just like, just stupid.
I mean, and I won't go into it because people get really mad when I do. You're not allowed to call yourself mature. Like, that's just not a thing we're allowed to do.
Thank you, Ben. You haven't brought it up enough.
I you're just not. Like, it's not something that I can't say to you, Ashley, you know, in my life, I'm just very mature. You can't say that to yourself. You have to allow other people to say it about you. Or, I don't know, like at 34 years old, like nobody's shocked and saying, coming up to me and being like, Ben, you're just so mature. Like, I haven't heard that since I was like 21 years old. Like, I used to hear things people would say like, hey, Ben, you're an old soul. You like to do things that old people do. And I'd be like, yeah, what does that, what does that mean? Like, you know, I made sense of that. But at 34 years old, it's either a given or it's not. And you're not allowed to say about yourself. Like, it doesn't get you one up on anybody else.
It's the, you can't self-describe. And there's some ways that you can't describe more than others. And this is one of them. And Ben and I are probably the worst people ever at coming up with a resume. Because, like, you and I hate that part at the top where you're supposed to describe yourself and all your positive attributes. Ah, gross. I hate it.
My biggest issue is that I'm too caring. I'm too nice.
Who said that? Didn't somebody say that recently that they're too caring?
It probably happens every season on The Bachelor. I think somebody says that their biggest issue is they have such a big heart. I don't know. That's ridiculous. I have so many issues that I could very much talk about. You know, so this is a weird scenario between the two of them. It's funny too to me. There's some comedic relief where they're arguing about maturity and Peter is dancing behind them. And yet, Aaron S. is like upset with it because in my world of what I think of when somebody's mature.
Is they don't crawl up behind somebody's conversation.
One, they don't crawl behind somebody's conversation and they don't dance behind this conversation. The second piece of that is that you don't get upset if somebody does. You're just like, hey, he's making a fool of himself. He's just being wild and weird right now. Like, let him dance really around
dancing?
If he wants.
I didn't see him dancing.
Yeah, he was dancing.
He was like 100% jiggling a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, he was dancing there. He was like breakdancing, they said. So, you know, if I think of somebody I look up to because of their intellect or their I guess maturity or their ability to keep calm in chaotic situations, which I think is a sign of maturity and a sign of what you've been through. One, you're not dancing on the conversation. And two, you're not getting upset if somebody does. And so, like, I think the two of them are arguing about maybe their biggest insecurity.
It's a total tongue-in-cheek paradise moment. Like, the producers are cracking up.
Yeah, they're like, this is the best. This is going to be great television. Well, it leads us to the rose ceremony. 8 guys, 11 girls. 3 girls are going home. Here's the breakdown. Brayden chooses Kat, not shocking. Blake chooses Jess. Not shocking. Aaron B. chooses Eliza after their bonfire and being very clear about what he was into. Will, in his new relationship with Mercedes, Sean chooses Rachel. Good for him. Good for her. They're on to next week. Avon chooses Kylie. Aaron S. chooses Sam. Peter chooses Olivia. That was kind of the shocking moment of the rose ceremony.
That was the only one up for real grabs.
Yeah, and Brooklyn, Greer, and Kat go home. Brooklyn and Kat not necessarily surprised by because it sounded like the two of them just wanted to be on the beach the whole time. And, you know, for as much as their storylines could have been shown when it comes to their, I think it was Brooklyn's issues with the other Kat.
Kat, yeah.
Greer is a surprise going home for me. I'm surprised the show did not find somebody to bring down to the beach to keep her around because
I wanted them to because of the way that her relationship ended with Zach over like a FaceTime when he had COVID. And I just liked her and I wanted to get to know her more. I thought Paradise would be a great place for that, but no, she's gone. No. And I thought that Brooklyn, I thought they were going to utilize more drama between her and Kat, and she's just spicy, you know, like I said last week, she scares me a little bit, and like that's kind of a good personality to have around for a bit.
Yeah, I'm shocked. But, you know, also not surprising that the three of them are the ones going home. And the sneak peek for next week, Tyler Norris shows back up to the beach. Hot commodity last time in paradise, kind of a hot commodity in general. Feels like somebody, he reminds me of a Dylan Barber in a lot of ways. I don't know why, but he does kind of. I feel like he's going to come to the beach and actually find somebody. At least I hope he does.
Oh, people really? I don't think so. I think he's got an ego on him now. Whoops.
Oop, okay. Let's see if that plays out. I think that's a hot take. Let's see if it plays out. Tanner shows up to the beach. Obviously, Tanner has been talked about by Kat. She's interested in Tanner. He's a attractive man who is going to come to the beach and definitely shake things up. And we see a little sneak preview where Braden Fields played. As we said earlier, for some reason, I just feel like that relationship is not between Braden and Kat is not going to end well. And the final one is the second time that we've seen this poop baby being discussed. I don't think we need to talk about it here. I think it's going to become way overplayed. I'm just now worried about her.
I'm a little concerned. You know why? Because, Ben, we talked about it quite a bit last week, and you were saying that you were happy that we were bringing up this conversation because it can be a problem, especially when visiting tropical locales.
But I just don't want to like overplay
it. I'm concerned that we have no drama and that we will be just waiting for the poop baby, and that's going to be our biggest drama.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
If you have to use it in every single teaser.
It's not dramatic to me. It's not. It's more like sad and like I feel bad, but if I'm gonna have a 2 hour long episode and even 30 minutes of it is spent there like highlighting that she hasn't pooped, one, I feel bad for her because that's how she's gonna be remembered.
Yeah.
Two, I feel bad for her because her time in paradise has not felt well. Three, like just give us the like the short end, like hey, she did or she didn't, and we should all like rally around Sam and be like, Sam, I'm sorry. This sucks. But if I'm worried that it's going to become a 30-minute process where the doctor comes in and talks to her, she tells everybody about it. Everybody's talking about it. It's like, does it really need to be this? Like, it's not. I think when you get older, these conversations get less embarrassing, or at least maybe hopefully they should. But it would still be embarrassing for me personally to be on the beach and to have all these love interests, you know, and all these friends, new friends, talking about, hey, have I had a bowel movement or not today? Like, it's just it would not be a fun experience for me. I would feel just like, yeah, this sucks. So I feel bad for Sam that now 2 weeks in a row, she's known as the girl that has the poop baby.
I know. And it will
continue. And what happens if it comes out? Like, what happens if it works? And then everybody's celebrating the fact that she just took a massive dump.
Then I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right. Well, hey, we have more episodes coming your way on the Almost Famous podcast. We have some exciting interviews popping up. Katie Thurston is going to be joining us, talking about some of her newest endeavors. We'll be back breaking down The Golden Bachelor with a very, very special guest. Last week, we had an aunt from one of our producers on the show. We're going to have a grandma this week from one of our producers on the show, breaking down The Golden Bachelor with us. It's going to be a blast. We're having a lot of fun over here. Some good television on, keeping us busy, and obviously keeping all of you busy as well. So until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. See you guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry.
Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.